Practical help for the family from Proverbs on this edition of Truth in Love. I'm Dale Johnson, and you're listening to Truth in Love, a podcast of the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, where we seek to provide biblical solutions for the problems that people face. And this week on the podcast, we are delighted to have with us one of our ACBC board members, Brad Brandt. Brad is the pastor at Wheelersburg Baptist Church. He has been the pastor there for 32 years. He's an ACBC certified member since 1996, and he's also been a fellow since 2001. He serves as a co-director at our training center there at Wheelersburg Baptist Church as well. And so, Brad, I'm so delighted. One of my things that I love to describe are heroes of the faith and people like you who have served for a long time in the same ministry, and just so excited about your diligence as a pastor. I love to be able to speak with you and to hear your wisdom, and I'm looking forward to our time today as we talk about the Proverbs and the parenting wisdom that the Lord has given us there. So welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Dale. You're very kind in your words. God's so merciful how he uses unworthy servants like me.
Amen. I'm so looking forward to the discussion today as we think about Proverbs and all the things that the Lord has given us through that wisdom literature. Now, if we think about a couple of questions that we could ask about parenting in particular, parenting is a difficult job. Parenting takes a lot of effort, a lot of work. And sometimes when we find ourselves parenting, it's honestly quite discouraging, even when we're trying hard, even when we want to do the right things. So what do we do when someone asks us different questions? Or maybe we ask these questions of ourselves, like how are we doing as a parent as we self-evaluate? Not just how are we doing, but sometimes we answer questions and it's really hard. It's really hard to know how we're doing. Maybe we don't even know. Maybe we're not sure how to wrestle with that. So how do we know if we're doing things right or if we're doing the things that we ought to be doing? And is it enough when we're parenting some of our children?
Yeah, it can be really frustrating as a parent. I can say that personally. I had the privilege to, Sherry and I had two daughters that are now grown and they're married and we have grandchildren. And also as a pastor, just seeing the challenges that the folks deal with to know, am I doing enough? I'm doing the right kinds of things. And our God is so gracious. One of the ways he has blessed us, I think, is through giving us a resource that helps us to assess how are we doing as a parent particularly. And that has to do with the book of Proverbs. Mm-hmm. Proverbs is, of course, wisdom literature. And one of the great themes in the book is this matter of family relationships. And so Proverbs can be, I think, a real encouragement, a tool to encourage parents to assess how are they doing. And I found it to be just a really wonderful place to go in the scriptures personally and working with folks in counseling.
Yeah. So one of the things that has always been interesting to me when we look at Proverbs is Proverbs teaches us, yes, particularly about parenting, but even the aim of parenting. When we think about providing wisdom, and Solomon is talking to his sons, that really gives us the aim of what parenting is to be about. And we can get so off in that today when we think about wanting our kids to be successful and all these different things, or you know, we want to focus so much on our intellect and that sort of thing. But Proverbs really hones in on how we're to think about parenting. So what is so significant about Proverbs, particularly as we think through chapters 1 through 7, where Solomon writes to his sons? And what does the book have to say to parents, you know, those who are those who are trying to help parents as well?
I remember back when our girls were young, and I was studying the book of Proverbs, and the words, my son or my sons, just really jumped off the page as I was reading. And I circled them, I think about 15 times. You see those words in the first seven chapters. And I started thinking about what are the subjects that this father talked to his sons about? Mm. And it became, I saw it as an important curriculum that I needed to address with our children. And that really, again, was a sense of hope and encouragement. These are the things that God says through his servant here in the book of Proverbs that need to be addressed in order for children to be prepared to go out into the real world. So that that was really helpful for me. And that's what I like to talk about. Those subjects are really, I think, encouraging for parents to think about. The curriculum basically is that, those areas. But the assignment, it's really interesting. Just if I can read Proverbs 1, verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. It's a real practical assignment. Talk and teach. And then the child's responsibility is to listen and apply. And sometimes I think we can complicate it too much.
Yeah, that's true. And one of the things as we think about that, the simplicity of what Solomon is saying, if we think about parenting, sometimes what makes parenting difficult is we feel like that saying and requirement of our children is on repeat 1,000 times a day. And I'm sure you're thinking back to the time when you had little kids in the house. We still have little kids in our home, and we want to obey that. And if you can recall, like, how frustrating at times that was when you feel like, man, I've taught this thing for the 1,000th time, and at some point, surely we can get it. Can you talk for a second about what it takes, just being diligent, to be as Solomon talks about, to consistently teach and train your children?
Yeah, parenting is certainly for the long haul, isn't it? It's not something that we do in a week. Even if I can just for a moment talk about, when I look at what I see in Proverbs, those subjects that he addresses with his sons, we must teach about authority, chapter 1, verse 8. We must teach about temptation and peer pressure, chapter 1, verse 10. Priorities, chapter 2. Obedience, chapter 3, which is touching on what you just asked. This wise father saw it was important to teach his children about the importance of obedience. It doesn't just happen. God's discipline, chapter 3, discernment and decision-making is the topic in the end of chapter 3, the importance of learning in chapter 4, teaching about choices in chapter 4, heart issues, chapter 4, and then, of course, chapters 5, 6, and 7, resisting sexual temptation is a huge theme that this father addresses. And then integrity in chapter 6. These really important subjects that he invested time teaching his sons about.
Yeah, I think that's important. And it's interesting to me that Solomon's talking about normal processes of life. And he's taking those situations in Proverbs 1 through 7, and he's just simply trying to apply those with his son as life unfolds. I think sometimes, at least in our modern day, we think education happens through a sit-down lecture. And, okay, I taught this to my kid one time, and life's going to move on. They should have this by now, and we can move on with life. But the way Solomon is teaching us about this, and maybe you can speak about this on a practical level, is this is something that is to be continued day after day with diligence, with vigor, using examples that happen in normal life. Give us an example, maybe even from your own days with little kids in the house, about how that diligence pays off and how we can go about in daily life teaching our kids some of the curriculum that you're describing here.
Yeah, maybe it would be helpful. I found it very helpful to think about, how does Solomon teach his sons about sexual temptation and impurity? I think so often today as parents, we think, you know, just don't mess around and get in trouble. That's kind of our approach to the subject. Solomon's approach is, he gives his sons these word pictures. And I think the wise parent does this. This gallery of pictures, illicit sex is like a man who scoops fire in his lap, he tells his son. Or like an ox being led to the slaughter. Or like a deer stepping in a noose. A bird in a snare. And the one that I think is most vivid, illicit sex is like a road that leads to a freshly dug grave in a cemetery, son. And he can picture that. It's not just that he needs instruction. He needs pictures so that when he's out on his own, he can think about. And, of course, that's just on the negative. On the positive, son, sex is a wonderful gift that God's created. It's like a beautiful fountain coming out. And this, so putting these pictures into the hearts of our children, I think, is really important.
Maybe one last question as we think about the beauty of Proverbs here and the beauty of the curriculum. Sometimes people will say, well, the Bible doesn't give a specific methodology about counseling, sometimes about teaching your kids and that sort of thing. Well, in reality, God has given us the Proverbs, and it's interesting, Proverbs 1 through 9, he describes how we're to teach and train our sons. And also in the Song of Solomon, it's a specific, similar application of wisdom on how we're to teach and train our daughters. The writer is writing specifically, three different times he mentions that these are to, this word is to the virgin daughters of Jerusalem. So the word is full of this information. But for somebody like me, and Brad, maybe you can help us with this. I still have young kids in the home. Help us to see why it's worth it when we think about aiming at teaching our children wisdom. The things that we go through on a daily basis, my wife and I, as we diligently teach and train our kids, trying to give them wisdom with the best of our ability, talk about how worth it is once your kids grow up and you see them responding appropriately to the Lord and with wisdom and keeping themselves from the destruction that maybe you've warned them about through God's word.
Wow, that's a whole nother podcast. That's a great question. Yeah. I was just thinking about a conversation I had this afternoon with my wife talking about our grandchildren and the things that they're learning now. We could obviously talk about it theologically. It's worth it because everything is from Him, through Him, and to Him. And God gets glory when our kids grow up to honor Him. Mm-hmm. But what an incredible source of joy it is as you raise your children, and by God's grace, they then raise the next generation with a heart for Him. And is it worth it, the battles that you go through? Because parenting is hard. It's messy at times. But as you see that next generation coming up, it brings incredible joy to a parent's heart to see that. So, yeah, it's a great question. I'm not sure that's a very good answer, but that's my first thought.
Yeah. No, I think that's helpful. And for folks who are like me, who have children who are young, it's always good to hear what we're doing and why we're doing this is honor and faithfulness to the Lord. But then when someone's at a different life stage that the Lord has blessed and your older days can be at peace because you've poured into your kids and you've seen the fruit of the beauty of God's word coming true in the wisdom that's applied. And so it's super helpful to my generation to hear those words.
I would want to say something else, Dale, too. Of course, the Bible, the way it's laid out, the law, the prophets, and the writings all point to Christ and are fulfilled in Christ. I think sometimes we think about that with the law, Christ fulfilled the law. But when God gives us Proverbs as wisdom literature, it's not, we don't have the ability to attain that. Mm. It's all fulfilled in Christ. 1 Corinthians 1 says that Christ is the wisdom of God. Mm. So when we seek to implement these wonderful truths from Proverbs, it's not to attain something before God. We stand accepted in Him in Christ, but as those accepted in Christ, we now have this capacity to live wise lives, and this wisdom shows up in the practical ways as mapped out, as we've been talking about in parenting. So I just would encourage those listening that are parents, your acceptance before God is in Christ, and now being accepted in Christ, you have this ability to look at the book of Proverbs, learn from it, and pass on these wonderful truths to the next generation.
Yeah, it's amazing to me when we sit and pause and think about the Word, all the deposits that God has given us as wisdom to move forward in daily processes of life. Brad, thanks for the information and for us talking about how we can parent and parent well with the wisdom that God provides. Thanks for being with us.
My joy. Thanks for the privilege.
You're listening to Truth in Love, a podcast of ACBC. I want to take just a few minutes and encourage you about our certification. ACBC is a certifying organization, and many of you may be a part of our training. Maybe you heard about our podcast via our training. And I want to encourage you, some of the things that we even talked about today in our basic fundamentals training, you will hear talks on parenting, talks on marriage, talks on family, talks on what it means to be a husband, what it means to be a wife, how to deal with conflict. And as a part of our fundamentals training, you will be one step in the process of pursuing certification. And maybe the Lord has challenged you in many ways from the scriptures about you learning to minister well as you grow in Christ to one another. Can I encourage you to take a look at our certification, the process that we work people through in order to help them to learn to grow, to be wise in the scriptures, to learn how to discern problems and learn how to utilize and wield the beautiful Word of God by the power of His Spirit to challenge people and to change the lives of people. It's an amazing thing when you get to witness before your eyes the Lord with His Word heal the brokenhearted. And so many of you may be interested in certification. And if you are, just like Brad, Brad is a co-director of one of our training centers, and we have 70 training centers or more across the United States. I want to encourage you to go to our website. You can check the page, the map page that has all of our training centers there. They will teach you through this fundamentals process. You can find out more information about any of our training centers and our certification process on biblicalcounseling.com.